ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్, ఓం సాయి రక్షక్, శరణం దేవ. మై డియర్ సాయి డివోటీస్, ద కంటెంట్ ఫర్ టుడేస్ ఆడియో హ్యాస్ బీన్ కలెక్టెడ్ అండ్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ బై కనికా ఆఫ్ ఢిల్లీ. వాయిస్ సపోర్ట్ ఫర్ ద సేమ్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ ప్రొవైడెడ్ బై మీ సునంద. దిస్ సాయి లీలా ఇస్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ అ డివోటీ అవుట్లైనింగ్ టు శ్రీ బిఆర్ స్వామి, జాయింట్ సెక్రటరీ, శ్రీ సాయిబాబా భక్త సమాజం, కలకత్తా. ఓం సాయిరామ్. A devotee from Kanjivaram, now called Kanchipuram, in Tamil Nadu, writes on 22nd May 1941 to a friend in Madras, which is as outlined below. The vibhuti which you gave me is giving a good effect, not only for children, but also for the older generation. The other child, that is Jagannatham, was not talking and now he is slowly speaking. So, I request you to kindly send me some good quantity of vibhuti. I heard the name of Sri Sai Baba for the first time in my life during December 1940 when I attended the bhajan which was started by Mr. B.S.V. Iyer at Nandi Mansion, 120 B. Rash Bihari Avenue, Kolkata. Sri B.S.V. Iyer was kind enough to give me a photo of Baba and asked me to start praying. Hardly a month had elapsed since I started praying when I had series of experiences to prove that Baba always looks to his devotees. It will take pages for me to write the experiences, but I'm just outlining the below important experience I had. My fourth son Murthy, who is now 3.5 years old, was suffering from weeping eczema for the last 2.5 years. This infection had affected both his hands and legs. He was suffering a great deal and could not get relief in spite of the best medical help given to him in Kolkata. One day my wife had a dream saying that we should start bhajan in our house every Thursday, which is now being conducted most successfully at our residence at Shankar Villa, and Baba assured that my child will be cured of this awful disease. Immediately after the bhajan was over, we all jointly appealed to Baba to give relief to my child. Next day, that is a Friday, at about 6 a.m., a Bengali gentleman called me and requested me to show my child. He told me to get the ordinary coal tar, heat it up, apply to the affected parts and spread udi over the same. He guaranteed a cure within 3 days of using this remedy. Strange as it would seem, 3 days after the application of the remedy, this affected parts were completely healed. And now my child has completely recovered. Doctors were unable to explain the strange phenomenon in the child's case and they all gave up on it, saying it is hopeless and incurable disease. But nothing is impossible for Sai. My child is growing stronger and stronger since then and enjoys Baba's grace. He always sings Baba's bhajans, songs and dances before his photo. Is this not Baba's grace towards his devotee? In addition to the above, I have also been saved from a railway accident when I was touring South India last February. I was also saved from an attack of cholera. I am grateful to Sadhguru Sri Sainath Maharaj for making all our lives so peaceful and pleasant. Sri Sachidananda Sadguru Sainath Maharaj Ki Jai. For more audios in English, please visit saililas.com. Om Sairam.